The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Davov. We have over here the Mishnah, Davov Amud Aleph, the famous Shita of Ben Beseiro. The Mishnah says, Echad Mechazchoyti ve'echad kol menachas shekom tzanzor oynin tvul yoyim mechusi begodim mechusi kipurim shalai rechutzi yadayim raglayim oral tomi yoshev oyim na'al gabi kelim agam behem agabi ragli. Chaveroi posel. It's basically the same list that we have in the beginning of the second paragraph in Zvachim, where after the Mishnah lists off in the beginning of Zvachim the parameters, the dinim of psul shaloi lishma, then the Mishnah lists the avoiders that are done bipsul of somebody who's posel avoid. It's more or less the same list. But over here the Mishnah adds a shita. Over there, if it's done, the Kabbalah Saddam is done by somebody who's not Roy, so that's it. There's nothing you can do about the carbon. The Kabbalah is invalid, and that's it. What would be, it's not Mavur over there, what would be, let's say, Apostles Mekabal the Dam? Could a kosher then be Mekabal more Dam? There should be more Dam after the first spurt of Dam comes out. There's still, in that first spurt, which is Dam HaNefesh, another bit could be Mekabal. Over there it works. Why? Because there's a Kabbalah, they're kosher. Over here, the Mishnah says, Komatz Bismoil, after the whole list that we just listed off, Komatz Bismoil, Apostle. The Kmitza is done. There's only one Kmitza that you could do to a Mincha. So if it was done the wrong way, if it was done Bismoil, it's Apostle. Ben Beseiro Oimer, Yachzev V'yikmoitz B'yamin. Ben Beseiro is Mechadish, that it's possible to put the Soilus back into the Klisharis, and to then be Kmitz again, Bikashrus. L'chayot, this machlekes is only over here by Mincha, it's not by Zvachim, like we just said. Be Mekabal Dam, be Mekabal Mordam. It's not a psul in the korban like Shalei Lishmo or Pigel. It's a psul in the Maisa Avoida. You don't have that Maisa Avoida, you'll redo the Maisa Avoida with another valid Maisa Avoida, no problem. But over here, there's only one koimitz that you can do to a Mincha. So the Tanakama holds that once it was done, be psul. And I'm saying that as a general nusach, because even though the Mishnah lists off Komatz Bismoil, it sounds to be only going on Komatz Bismoil. Rashi points out that the Ben Beseiro Oimer Yachzer Yikmitz B'Yamin is going on all of them. The truth of the matter is that this is a subject of discussion in the Gemara. The Mishnah, like we just said, lists off this Chiddush of Ben Beseiro Yachzer Yikmitz only by the Psul of Smoil, and then you can redo it B'Yamin. It doesn't say like I'll be all the other Psul. See, here the Gemara points out that the list of all the psulim, and the Chachamim said that the whole thing is possible, non-negotiable, you can't go back and redo it again, which the Chachamim L'chor is Mavur, that they hold you, that it's unrevocable, irrevocable. You can't do the Kmitza again, it's gone on all the psulim. Ben Beseiro emphasizes his Madgish, his Chiddush, that you could be Yachzer by Smoil. The Briskerov points out, Lefi the Gemara, Adova V'Yifuchai. There's two svaras over here. One svara is to say that Smoil is better than everything, and one svara is to say that Smoil maybe is worse. How do you have a dova v'fuchai? So he explains like this. If not for Ben Beseiro saying, Bismoil, what would you say? You would say that Ben Beseiro would be maskim to the Chachamim by all the other psulim, because over there, all these people are be'etz and posel avoida. Moidi tochin, that when the avoida is done, and so on and so forth, it passels the carbon. It's like similar to the concept that we explained by Shalal Shmo Pigel, that it's not just that the ma'isa avoida is posel, but the paslos of doing the kmitza, let's say Shalal Shmo, goes into the carbon, the whole carbon is posel. Over here also, we'll say that when an oinin zar, so on and so forth, does the avoid, does the kmitza, it passels the whole cup. Mashenka by smoil, smoil is not a psul. Smoil just means it. The myself, it's as if you say that a kmitza has to be with certain fingers and you did the kmitza the wrong way. Okay, you didn't do the kmitza, yachzmav yikmut. It's a no-brainer. So over there, Ben Beseiro, maybe we would hear that Ben Beseiro would say, bismoil, you could redo it because you didn't do anything. That would be a svar to be makel by smoil. That would be as far as we make it by Smoil. The Chachomim have to say that even by Smoil, Komatz Bismoil, Posel. Ben Beseiro is Madgish Bismoil, but the Chachomim have to say Posel Bismoil, Komatz Bismoil is Posel, because if not that, you would say maybe the Chachomim are asking for Ben Beseiro. On the other hand, it's possible that all the other Kmitzois, It's not the pshat that the reason why lo yachzav yikmoit is because it was apostles the whole carbon. The pshat is that we have the concept over and over again. Let's say this dam after zrika is not dam zrika. It's called shirayim. It's chal in the dam that's left over after zrika. That's shirayim of the dam that had the avodah done with it. Over here also we have what's always called koymitz v'shirayim. Once the koymitz was done, this is gonna figure prominently later on in the gidre pigel by koymitz. When you do the ma'aser kmitza, when the kohen does the ma'aser kmitza, what happens is he renders the kmitza as the chelek ha'avoido, and the other chelek, the rest of the mincha, as the shirayim, which is nechel ha'kohenim. Once you did that, you can't go back and take another kmitza. That kmitza is a dova ha'muktar, it's something that goes on the mizbech. The other chelek is a chelek ha'nechel. What does one have to do with the other? How could you go back and do again? Each one is already defined for what it is. So dafka by smol with the ma'aser avoido is a ma'aser avoido. You could say that the other ones are apostle and ma'aser avoido. Dafka smol renders koimitz vishirayim. There's a malkum to say that dafka smol, which is a legitimate ma'aser, except that it wasn't done right. So you could say dafka over there is a rendered koimitz vishirayim. The other ones are absolute. If the apostle then aroy at all, if then aroy at all doesn't render koimitz vishirayim, memela the chiddush would be that the chachomim hold that there's a psul even by the other ones. So again, we have a svara to say that maybe the chacham would be masking them to say by comments of smol. That's why the Mishnah points out comments of smol apostle that the chacham argue with Ben Bezerra even over there. Ben Bezerra says his din by smol in order to emphasize that he's machshir even by smol, and you don't say that it's already comments of shirayim. The other ones are poshut, that's not comments of shirayim. You go back and you can do it again according to Ben Bezerra. Even smol will chayda would be mocham to say there's legitimacy to the ma'isa kmitza, and it would render it kav shirayim. You wouldn't be able to go back and do it again. Over there also, Ben Bezerra says that the halach is yachzav yikmot. That's a basic synopsis of the tzedakah and how to read the Mishnah, what the chiddush is. What comes out is that there's really two ways of understanding the psul of the chacham. Why taka not? Just put it back and start again. Why not make it like by Kabbalah, where you just mekabel more dam? Why over here can't you just put it back in the kli and be kaimitz again? One of two reasons. One is that it passels the carbon, like we said. And then the chiddush would be that even besmoil, with the chur, not a paslus, it's only that it's a ma'is avayda that's lacking, was done the wrong way. No! If ma'is avayda was done besmoil, ki'ilu the kohen, the lashon the gemara later on, is that the kahuna of the kohen is biyad yamin. The smoil kilo of the kohen is not niskadish la avoida. It's a zor legabi avoida. The same way if a zor is mekabel dam, he's not niskadish la avoida. The yad smoil is not niskadish legabi being, doing the kmitza legabi being mekabel dam. That's the way we would explain. So that would be one way to explain the chachomim, because by, there's a psul in the carbon. The other way to render the understanding of the chachom would be to say that the chachom pasul, because of kohen's shirayim, you can't undo that. It's already fixed. As a relationship of kaimitz v'shirayim, you can't go back and do that again. There's an afkamina between the two understandings. If the reason of the chachomim is because of kaimitz v'shirayim, yesh lodun. The Gemara says that likitas levoina. Let's remember that the seder or avoida of a mincha was the kmitza, and putting the levoina with the kmitza, and then the putting the levoina on the carbon, there's lekitas levoina, taking the levoina off of the mincha, doing the kmitza just of soilus, and then being makriv the levoina together with the soilus. Lekitas levoina is defined, you remember we discussed on Daf Gimel, the beginning of the Masechta, that there's four, it's fixed that there are four Sidri Avoida. The Chelek HaAvoida leading up to Akhtar is, like we have by Carbon of a Behema, Shechita Kabbalah HaLocha Zvika, we has to be Kmitza, Kabbalah, HaLocha, and Akhtar. If that's true, where's Lekitas Levoina fit in? Why is Shaloy Lishma Apostles? Why is Pigal Apostles by Kitas Levoina? You have to say, this is the way the Mefarshim Mazber, you have to say that's a chelik of the kmitza, because it renders the kmitza doable, taking off the levoina in order to be kaimitz. Dafka from the solus is a chelik of defining, taking part of the solus and rendering it the kaimitz, and other chelik the shirayim. That's the same way by the behemoth. You make the bosor, the mukdor, you make the dam, the nizrak, agabe amizbeh. That's the same thing you do over here, you render kaimitz to shirayim. The Lekitas Lavoina is part of that process. It's part of the Kmitza. Yet, when the Kohen takes the Levoina off of the Seilitz, he's preparing the Seilitz to make Kaimitz Vishurayim. The Lakitas Levoina itself doesn't have Kaimitz Vishurayim. Nafkamina will be, in this the Mephoshim discuss, what would be if the Kohen pulls up the pithis Malakit to the pieces of Levoina with a Yad Smoil? Instead of doing the Yad Yamin, it doesn't be Yad Smoil, it has to be done the Yad Yamin. Can he put it back according to Ben Besero? I'm sorry, can he put it back b'chalal? If you say the reason of the Chacham is because he had small passels, no, the kids Levoin is a chelik of Amid Zakmitzah, it passels the carbon. But if we say the reason why you in lo yachsev v'yikmoitz is because it renders, it's already rendered kemitz v'shirayim, that's only true when it does render a kemitz v'shirayim. That's weird by Kmitzah. The kids Levoin is preceding that, does not render a kemitz v'shirayim. Why not redo it? Whether you could be yachsev v'yikmoitz, yachsev v'yelakate, the pieces of Levoino, according to the Chachamim, is totally in how you understand the Chachamim. We'll add another nafkamina to that. The Gemara Dav Zayin Uveis talks about the Siluk Bozichin. One of the Menochah, it's not the regular carbon mincha, but one of the Avedis in the carbon, where there was Hakrov, Akhtor, Achila, etc., was the Lechem Aparim at Shabbos. We'll learn more about the Lechem Aparim at Shabbos later on. The chelik that was hukav agave mizbech was the bezichin. There were bezichin, kelim of levoina that were on the shulchan. They were taken off the shulchan, hukav agave mizbech, and that was matir. Remember, there's always the matir and the niter, which we'll figure prominently later on in legabe pigul. The bezichin on matir, the achilas lechem aponim to the kahan. The kahan made the lechem aponim on Shabbos. So the Bezichin, the Gemara explains that Zayin Amabes is similar, has a similar mechanism like the Kmitzah. It's the same idea of taking that Chelik, which you're going to put on the Mizbech, and leaving over the other Chelik, which will be Le'akhila. But the Gemara on Dav Chesem and Aleph, Legabe defining Bezichin, Bezichin Levoina and the Lechem Aponim, as Kmitz V'Shirayim, says that it's not a regular Kremitz V'Shirayim. Kremitz V'Shirayim is always when you have one thing and you have the Chelek that goes al HaMizbech separated from the Chelek HaAchila. Behema is one Behema. You take out the Dam and you leave the Behema, you're separating one from the other. The same thing is true by the Soilus. You separate the Kremitz and you have left over the Shirayim. That's all good. But by Bezichin, Bezichin Levoina and Lechem Aponim, they weren't together. It's two different things. This is in this kli, that's on that kli. This is on the shulchan, this is in the bezichin. It's two different things. Mivrar boru, the Gemara says, Navchesim et alf, that does not render it kremitz v'shirayim. If that's true, then l'choy the chachomim should also be maskim, if the rationale behind the chachomim, not allowing one to be yachzav v'yikmetz, is because you already rendered kremitz v'shirayim. Over here, you didn't render kremitz v'shirayim. It's a maisik mitzah. So undo it. Undo it and redo it. Do it again. L'choy the chachomim should have to be maskim. Lamaisa, when you open up the Rambam in Perkid Alf, Psulim Magdoshim Aloch Alf, Kolam and Alchim Kimsen Echim Absulim Lavoida, Harem Psulis. V'chein, the Rambam ends, Likid Lavoida Post Lava Bisholoi Komatz. The Rambam is the one who explains that Likud Lavoida is a chelik of the Kmitza, and here the Rambam sticks it together. Now, we could theoretically say that it's really two different Alochis. On Kolam Psulim, the all the menachos that have come to Ayidechem and Absulim Lavoida over there lo yachzav yikmoitz v'chein, it's a separate halachim likud levoina posal, the mice is posal, but you can do it again because there's no kviyos kavitz v'shirayim the way we just said. You could say that the lashon Rambam is not mashma that way, it's mashma that it's b'chod riyato, it's all written as one, it's all one halach. If that's true, that would be a clear indication from the Rambam that the reason why Likud Levoina also lo yachzav yitzmatz, the halachas like Chachom, is because the Maisa Kmitza Bismoil, or the Maisa Kmitza Ideachim Absulim, creates a pasulus, it pasuls the Minchus, and Melo, you can't redo it. Maybe if you want to be doich in the Rambam, in order to not make this conclusive, what you'll say is others want to say like this, it's in the Sefer Michetz Avrom, that what we talk about kemitz v'shirayim, legabe, that it's fixed and you can't undo it, is not necessarily that which defines the separation of the chalak and the carbon. What we just call kemitz v'shirayim. This itself, that the kmitza, becomes the chelik hamukdar. Remember, when you do a maisa, when the kohen does a maisa kmitza, he's mekadesh the kmitza shabiyodoi to go on the mizbeach. That's true even without this definition of kamitz yishraim. Mamash likud levoina. If we say it's kmitza, what happens is when you take that off, it defines the levoina as not being part of that which will be eaten. You've been kveya. The levina was part of the mincha. It's on the mincha. You're mekadesh and the kli. Levina is together with the sale. So you pick out the pieces of the levina. What you do is you're defining it as not being part of that which could be mutter la'achilas kainim. So that itself is a fixed definition of what it is, and you can't change that. So maybe that's what you'll say. So mainly, even though there's no kainim to shirayim in the simple sense that you're separating kainim to shirayim, but lamaisa you are defining the kainim. That itself would be enough to say once you defined it as such, you can't go back, put it together in the mincha, and pull it out and make it again a kmitza. So this point is inconclusive. We can't bring a raya from the Rambam how to learn the rationale of the Chachomim that say that you can't be machzir, the psur, the poisel, can't be machzir the yikmitz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.